Hello, hello, hockey girls. It is Carson coming to you from Venice. We are here for one more night. We just got back from Murano and Burano, but anyways, you don't listen to this podcast to talk about that. So let's talk about hockey. Wow, Stanley Cup is over. We have a winner. And y'all, I have never been happier to wake up to the news that Colorado won. I literally woke up and saw that Tampa did not three-peat. And unfortunately, I was also in a hostel that we had roommates. So I was just silently and internally squealing with joy. So Colorado are your 2022 Stanley Cup champions, which, you know, for me, still kind of a bummer. But anyways, better than Tampa three-peating. I am so, so happy about that. And shout out Cale Makar. Holy hell, what a season. I'm just like, wow, I'm a little bit speechless. I just am so excited for him. He's so young and he already has a lot of, what would you call it? Hardware and trophies, a lot of titles that he's racking up. And that's really great. Very excited for him, especially being so young in the league. He's clearly set to have a great career. Last thing I kind of want to mention before I spagoot on out of here is that what's his freaking name? Fiala got traded to the LA Kings. Not entirely sure what the hell that was about, but he signed a 7-year contract. I am confused. I haven't really looked into it much other than just seeing like the headlines about it, but a 7-year contract with LA from the Wild? Like, and I just don't really understand. I feel like Wild kind of got gypped, but maybe that's just me personally not liking the Kings, but also not liking Wild. I don't know. I think Fiala probably could do better than the Kings, but hey, he's there for at least 7 years, I guess. We'll see what happens, so who knows. But yeah. Anyways, I will spagoot on out of here. Bye.
Oh my goodness, you guys. Welcome back. It is our actual last episode of the first season. I'm like kind of sad. This was so fun, but we are for sure coming back next season. It's going to be great. And this time you'll get an entire NHL season with us, which God knows how crazy that's going to get. So before we just kind of skirt on out of here, holy shit, Colorado? What? Do you know how excited I was? Oh my God, I didn't get to watch the game, which sucked. I actually was asleep until 8:15 p.m. that day. So I woke up and I opened my phone and it was like, Colorado, you're Stanley Cup champs. And I was like, oh, thank God. I absolutely cannot stand Tampa, specifically this season. So I could not be happier for Colorado and the Swedish Dilf and Cale Makar. So holy shit, congrats. It was absolutely amazing to see the celebration. What's even funnier is the parade and all the antics going on already. They dented the cup within like 5 minutes of having it on the ice. I don't think I've ever seen that. It was absolutely hilarious, and so were the looks on everyone's faces when they realized it got dropped. So funny. After that, the parade, I had a friend of mine from school. He was at the parade. He's from Colorado. So he made it over there, which was so awesome to see because we went to an Islanders game together like way back in school and it was so fun. But he was there. So he was posting videos of their parade and everything on like Snapchat. What got me was that as they were driving by with the cup, he zoomed in on the cup and right in front of him, you can see Landeskog just walking on by, talking to everybody, and he had no idea. It was hilarious, but oh my God, the cup has been dropped so many times. People getting hit with beers. Like, It's a hell of a celebration for sure. And it reminds me of the time that, who was it, the Bruins, when they had that big ass bar tab the night they won the cup. I'm like, I really, really, really want to know what Colorado's looks like. I think it's hilarious, but honestly, I think we'd all be acting the same way. So, could not be happier for them. They fought hard, as much as someone pissed me off. They fought hard, and it was really great to watch. Oh my God. I think that's pretty much all we're going to talk about is just the cup final because it's finally wrapped up. So, Carson's still traveling, but I'm here. So, we're going to do a quick little wrap up. Yeah, wow. I'm like actually kind of sad. This has been so much fun. Carson and I literally just kind of did this on a whim. And just to kind of have an excuse to talk just generally about sports. And it turned into something so much more fun than that. And I love it so much. So all of you, thank you so much for listening. It's so crazy. And thank you so much to Aaron Logan, John Buchigross, and Avery Zaretsky. Even though we really didn't have much going on our end, we're so grateful that they could sit down and give us respect and their time. And it was so cool to talk to all of them. We absolutely loved it, and we're going to have some even cooler people next year. Well, not cooler, let's be honest. Everyone's pretty freaking cool already, but we're going to have some pretty awesome people come on next season. But in the meantime, there will not be any episodes this summer, but we will be active on our social media, considering it's an off season. There's going to be a lot of moves. Already has been. And also, just kind of updates on our personal life. We have a lot going on. Carson's still abroad. I'm moving this week. It's good. It's good stuff. It's going to be fun. So you can follow us. We are at @the_hockeygirls on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And if you want to keep up with us personally, I am @AveryP_18 on Instagram. And Carson is @Carson_Benora2. So, oh my God. We gotta say goodbye. Wow. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you next season. Woo!